Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 393. The Single Guy. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015. In the ninth month, on the 11th day of the ninth month.
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. You know, in the old days, when a young man was a star.
Dear Dan, next month will be the 1 year anniversary of the closure of Mars Hill as one extended church body. And we, my angels and I, continue to be grateful beyond words to the Lord for having led us to Mars Hill Church after more than a decade of no church at all, and after my having been essentially murdered in so many ways by Satan. I still remember of my being in culture shock at all the variety of human forms, and my astonishment at the female humans that I could actually be around and not worry whether they were cursing at, lusting after, or ignoring me. We miss the way Pastor Mark would exegete the scripture in very clear and understandable terms, and the heavy metal gospel rock music that I can now only find on iTunes. But there was one topic that Pastor Mark would mention in passing from time to time in his sermons that, when I heard it, I thought of it as being a little off base. Sometimes in order to make a related point, usually about how to overcome carnal lust of some kind, Pastor Mark would say the following, or the words very close to them. Jesus was a single guy, who committed no sin. The pastor's inferred point was that if Jesus, being single, could maintain his virginity, that other single men ought to be able to do so as well. The no sin parts I fully agree with. But every time he said that Jesus was a single guy, the real light would flash yellow, and the Lord would indicate that this topic required further inquiry. After many months of considering this phrase, I came up with a counter phrase that I believe is more accurate. Jesus was not single, he was betrothed, and there is a difference. A while back I wanted to see if another brother might come to the same conclusion as I, so I asked my brother, CP18, while we were in casual conversation about something else, how he might describe Jesus. I think I asked him, without mentioning betrothal in any way, if he thought Jesus was a single guy. CP18 immediately came back with the same answer as I, that Jesus was betrothed, rather than being single. There is a big difference between being single and being betrothed. A single guy has very little or no hope at all when he is young, of never getting laid without sin. A young man who is betrothed has all the hope in the world of getting laid without sin when he comes of age. A young man who is betrothed knows who his wife will be, and when entering into puberty, has a hope object for his sexual desires. A single guy has none. A young man who is betrothed knows that he will have a family. A single guy has to wonder if it will happen at all. A young man who is betrothed has all the reason in the world to overcome temptation. A single guy, without some moral training, doesn't have any reason at all to overcome temptation. I could continue in this list, but I think you get the idea. In the Jewish culture in which Jesus was raised, it would have been very uncommon for a young man not to have his mate already sought out for him by his parents. In Jesus' case, he very likely learned at an early age from his Father in heaven, most likely by studying the scripture in the temple, that he was to be betrothed to a bride without spot or wrinkle. If this is true, then Jesus would have been told by his Father that he was betrothed, giving Jesus hope omnipotent, the weapon of choice which overcomes the temptation to commit fornication. Being betrothed from a young age short circuits many temptations that might otherwise be too strong to overcome. I realize that I am referring to almost perfect conditions, but in a society that loves the next generation, they will do whatever it takes to make the next generation's entrance into man and womanhood as easy as possible. I don't have many facts to support what I am trying to say, so I will leave this topic until I get more time to study it further, but the Lord wanted to get the main fact across with this letter. Jesus was not single, he was, and still is, betrothed to his bride-to-be. I will add one more thought for later reference. In Scripture, it is written of Abraham, the father of our faith, that Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah. But Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, the book of Genesis, chapter 25, verses 1 and 6. So, where's mine? In the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, I am described by Jesus as being greater than Abraham. So, if Abraham can have a wife and concubines, I ask again, where's mine? Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.